WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is convention week for the Democrats. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making their way to Chicago by way of Pennsylvania. ABC News political director Rick Klein saying President Biden, who stepped aside for Kamala Harris's campaign, will be delivering the keynote speech tonight.
Joe Biden is yesterday's news for this party right now, and it's not a mistake that he's being given a prime speaking spot on Monday. Then he goes off on vacation in California. We're going to see Vice President Harris make some appearances throughout the week, including, we're told, during President Biden's speech.
There have been protests in Chicago and more are expected throughout the week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting for about 2.5 hours this morning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting the recent incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the countries. And severe flooding in Connecticut overnight and over the weekend. It's not, however, related to Hurricane Ernesto out in the Atlantic and headed further northward. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person is dead after a fatal crash that happened Friday afternoon. It happened on State Highway 33, approximately 1/2 mile west of Sand Road in the Delton Township. Upon arrival of initial responding units, deputies located a Subaru Outback on its roof and a GMC Sierra, both in the westbound lane. The initial investigation revealed the GMC was attempting to pass an uninvolved vehicle and struck the Subaru head-on. The operator of the Subaru was pronounced dead at the scene. The operator of the GMC was transported to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Three Baraboo police officers were allegedly involved with a target in an investigation. According to police, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department executed search warrants at several properties in Baraboo on August 13th. Authorities said Chief Sinden notified the officers about the administration investigation regarding alleged misconduct. One Baraboo officer was placed on administrative leave. The police department is working with the Wisconsin DOJ and the Sauk County Sheriff's Office regarding this investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, it is going to be clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
Like a video, bam. Devilish, you want, can I be your? 90s, and more.
Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. Money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But
I'm going to be 500 miles. That is the Proclaimers. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
For a Monday, not bad, Maddie. How about
good.
Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a gorgeous start to the day. Just had Aspen out there. I discovered this weekend that we are a much better walker early in the morning than later in the morning now. We really do love our early morning walks. Once the sun is at fully out and it's a little bit warmer out, no, she's pretty much over it. She's like, no, not going to do this. And instead of walking, she just kind of trails behind me looking like somebody's dragging her. That's essentially what it looks like, which is not happening whatsoever. She's kind of plodding along
a little
bit.
It's too bright for her?
I don't know. She's become a really big baby since this whole leg issue, which, by the way, is almost healed. I feel like we're on the downhill slope of the whole thing. But here's the problem. I had to start her on some dye-free Benadryl yesterday. She has some seasonal allergy stuff every year about this time. And I had to start her on the Benadryl yesterday because she had so much pink skin, darker pink than she normally has. I was like, I don't know what's a sore right now and what's just your skin. So I had to start with a whole antihistamine and get the skin under control a little bit. So after that, we are doing much, much better today. Much better. So I am almost done playing nursemaid to my dog, by the way. So that's essentially all I've done for like the last week is like keep her on a schedule of maintenance medicines and salves and sprays and all of that kind of stuff. And then, of course, when their skin gets that inflamed, if you've ever had a dog who's done that, you know that there's some medicated baths involved, which are not really that big of a deal. But, you know, it's still planning and trying to get things organized and get it done in a timely fashion. And one more thing to kind of throw into your day, because that shampoo has to sit and soak into their skin. So we're almost there.
So now when life gets back to normal for her and everything's completely fine, then do you think there'll be less histrionics, or will she keep up the performance?
Oh, she's going to definitely keep up the performance. Dexter and I determined that yesterday because she is perfectly fine right now. I mean, she's got a few, like some darker pink spots that are almost healed. She's got hair growing back where she had her really bad sores. But oh no, this is all performance based right now. Because if she wants to, she can run and leap and she can zoomie till her heart's content until she's bored or she decides that she really needs some attention, and then she limps and her legs are broken and she just kind of sprawls out in the middle of the floor and makes you come to her. That's how this is going to play out for a very long time, I'm afraid. Now, she also she's kind of had a little bit of a loop thrown at her though as well, because her natty is gone and she cannot figure out where her natty has been. And she was not feeling well when her daddy left her for basically a week and a half. And I don't even know if she realized that he left or even realized that he carried suitcases out the house, because she definitely knows the difference between him just leaving on a daily basis and then when Corey carries all of his suitcases and all of his paraphernalia out the door with him. She definitely realizes the difference. Now, I don't know what it is about that. I think just the fact he's taking more stuff than he normally would. And I think because she wasn't feeling well and because her legs were obviously a little sore, I think she missed that. So for the last couple of days, it's been her running to his bedroom door and then just crying aww, and crying. I know it's awful. It's awful. But I'm assuming that maybe you're going through the same thing with Theo, who is probably missing his mama right now, right?
A little bit. You know, I would say the first couple of days. Now he's a lot better now, but especially the first day, he just sat at the top of the stairs, aww, just waiting for her to come back.
So. Isn't that hard? You feel so bad for them, because it's not like you can reason with them or explain to them what's going on. I mean, I do, but it doesn't make any difference to her. She's not understanding all of the words. She understands daddy. That's what she understands. And then everything else is just like Charlie Brown's teacher, I'm assuming, to her. That's how my kids listen to me, too. So it works out perfectly. But yeah, I always feel bad for him in those cases. But she's doing okay right now. She's loving life. She's watching the squirrels. This is really her. Yesterday was really the first day in since last Friday night, Saturday, where you could definitely tell she was starting to feel a lot better and she felt more like herself, between the way she was walking, between the way she was running, the zoomies that she had after her bath, all of that good stuff. You could just tell that, you know, we're on the downhill side of this. So yeah. My day will be so much lighter now. Doing medicines 3-4 times a day, let me tell you, especially on all the spots and stuff, that's not for the faint at heart. Plus, you chase them around because she doesn't necessarily want to have it done. So, yeah, there's all of that as well. I've gotten a couple of good workouts in, so it's fine. Now, besides, life with the dogs over the weekend, how was bachelorhood? Did you do anything fun and exciting while Chris and Phoenix were gone?
Oh, it was so peaceful around here. So I thought about mowing the lawn, but I didn't do it.
Nobody's there to make you. I totally get it. I totally understand how that works.
I just pretty much relaxed all weekend long. Nice. And it was great. I think because back in May up until the end of July, I was going pretty nonstop working on stuff. And, so now it's just kind of a big breather to just kind of sit back and relax and just really not do too much of anything.
Totally, but then I
worry
understand.
About this. I worry because You know how sometimes when you go on a vacation, and you go and you have fun, but then you come back and there's almost twice the amount of work that you have to do, and you get flooded with all these emails, and it seems like the universe is reacting to you. How dare you go and take a vacation?
Right.
So I'm worried about the fallout when everybody returns to the household.
It's like the universe saying, you try not to adult. You just wait till what I've got. We'll see what I've got for you. That's essentially what it feels like. So Dexter and I had a relatively quiet weekend. Saturday we got up. We drove down to Oakwood Fruit Farm. We got some delicious donuts and turnovers, and they have gluten-free baked goods now, which was awesome because let me tell you, I got some chocolate chip cookies, right? Because I can't do the turnovers. I can't do the apple cider donuts other than maybe just a little taste of them here and there. But they had these gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. And when I say we got up, we got there about 3 p.m. So, you know, by that point, there'd been a lot of people visiting Oakwood. They were very busy when we got there. And we went in and they had a pack of 4 chocolate chip cookies. Now, these are obviously all homemade in Oakwood's kitchen, but they were delicious because they were gluten-free and they tasted a lot like those red package Chips Ahoy, you know, the ones that are a little bit softer. That's what the texture reminded me of. But when I say taste like that, that's just a shy, bad comparison because these were so good. So, so amazing.
Nice.
So, you know, and then Dexter, of course, I'm like, oh, these are so good. So he ate 2 of my cookies. I was like, seriously, dude, what are we doing here? So we did that. We had some errands to run, and then we went and we saw Deadpool and Wolverine. We actually went to the 7:30 show in Wisconsin Dells, and Dexter's weekend was complete. That was enough peopling for him for the weekend, probably for a few days anyway.
And so, the review on the movie, thumbs
you know,
up?
I guess it was good. I guess I'm not as big of a fan as Deadpool as Dexter is, so I didn't really know what to expect, but it is good. It is funny. There's some really great moments. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds together. That's like, I don't know, that might be a
like
little
Redford
bit like
Redford and Newman kind of, right?
Yes, yes. Or, you know, if you want to go in a little bit younger reference for the Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Ocean's 11 type kind of duo on the screen, that was just pure magic. And then, you know, a lot of good stuff in Deadpool and Wolverine. So I can appreciate that. Again, it was more of a because Dexter wanted to see it. But I will say, I'm glad that I binged Logan and Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2 and knew about Loki. Otherwise, if you haven't seen it yet, you're going to be completely lost because there are references all the way back to that. There are characters from Loki who end up in this particular film. So you're going to be really, really lost if you are thinking that you just want to go in cold because you're going to have no idea what's going on. So I was really glad that I took the time to actually sit down and binge and make sure that I was up to par and didn't have to bother Dexter with too many questions throughout the entire film. He gets really crabby when you do that to him, which I can understand. Mm-hmm. I can totally get it. So I was glad that I crammed a little bit. It was like back in my college days, staying up late, Finn, taking in as much information as I can so I can go get that test done and then forget all of it promptly after that, which is essentially what will happen this time too. But we did that yesterday. We just kind of stayed home, did a lot of stuff around the house, or at least I did. Did a full closet clean out of my own. Oh, I had so much stuff in there. So much stuff. Like the shelves were starting to bow a little bit. And I was like, no, we've got to get rid of a bunch of this stuff. So it was a good closet clean out. 10 bags right now going going to be donated. Yeah. So I was very excited to get that chore done as well. Helped Corey with a few things because obviously they start at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago today. And we were writing scripts last night and we were getting stuff ready for all of the on-air hosts as Civic Media starts their coverage, which, by the way, you can check out the Civic Media app. They start fully here at 8 o'clock this morning and they're pretty much going to go through the evening hours as far as coverage from the DNC if you're so inclined. inclined and listening. So you can definitely do that. Just download that app over at your Google store or your Apple store and choose on any of the talk stations. I promise you can't go wrong because all of the coverage is going to be simultaneous across the network. So good stuff happening over there.
Cool.
And then, you know, before we wrap up here and talk about weather this morning, there is something that I wanted to hit on. It turns out that there's a lot of adults out there who are trying to basically have some side hustles. And in doing so, they might be taking away a kid's main moneymaker. So, you know, if preteens could vote, their biggest cause might be the jobs of the world, because neighborhood lemonade stands are being overtaken now by the adults in their life. There's a new report in the Washington Post about how adults are creating lemonade stands to run as side hustles to pay off student loan debt. And now it's kind of funny to imagine a 20 or 30 year old something or other standing out there taking a break from a work gig and hawking lemonade to compete with the 8 year old down the street. But that's not quite what's happening, if that's what you got in your mind. These lemonade stands are more like food trucks where the business owners are investing in equipment and menus that involve multiple different flavors, syrups, and all these different styles of lemonades, Finn. And that's all priced in. One of the lemonade stands they profiled was charging $8 for a gourmet lemonade. I think I'd rather go to the 8 year old down the street and give him like a quarter.
The smacks of corporate worlds here. You know what? But this is much different than having the lemonade stand with the crayons, you know, lettering of misspelled lemonade. Yes.
Those were so good. Those were so fun to have as a kid. Kool-Aid stands always worked nicely. Now, I know there's been some kerfuffles, though, over the last few weeks of different kids around the country having lemonade stands that have gotten shut down because they didn't have the proper licenses to sell their lemonade. Come on now, people, seriously.
For a kid's lemonade stand?
Yes, for kids' lemonade stands. There are cities that are shutting these down because they aren't properly licensed, which is kind of crazy. I mean, you know, now you got the city involved trying to shut down the lemonade stands around the country. Now you got adults pulling out these full-fledged trucks to sell the gourmet lemonade. I mean, how's a kid supposed to make a buck this day and age, really?
And it's doubtful that the kids are charging $8 a glass for the lemonade.
Right? Like a quarter, maybe at the most. Maybe. I mean, I know inflation's, you know, hit the lemonade stands as well. I mean, when I was a kid, if somebody dropped a dime in my little jar, I was excited.
Right?
And I'm
sure.
You
were rich.
Exactly. You felt like you'd actually done something. And then promptly after you shut down your lemonade stand, you went to count all of your money. You usually had a couple bucks in there, but didn't you feel amazing? You felt absolutely incredible as a kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure a little inflation is up to the prices of that lemonade just a little bit, even for the kiddos. But at the same time, I mean, really, honestly, come on, people now. I know we need to make some extra money here and there. I know everything's a little expensive. I know we've got bills, but $8 a cup and then you're taking away business from an 8 year old? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I guess each their own. I'm still going to probably go to the kid down the street who's selling it for a quarter because he's just so darn cute, too. There's nothing cuter than a kid who's missing a couple of front teeth trying to sell you a cup of lemonade all at the same time. So I can always get behind that. Now, we do have to talk about the weather right now because it's going to be a gorgeous next few days. Speaking of having a lemonade stand, you might score big, not the trucks, not for you adults. I'm talking about for the actual kids out there if you do have a lemonade stand. We're talking lots of sunshine today, a high right around 80, clear tonight down to 51. Tomorrow, it's going to be equally as nice. Lots of sunshine, a little cooler, 75 for a high. Then as we look ahead to Wednesday, more sunshine with a high near 77. Is that not prime lemonade stand weather?
Perfect.
Holy buckets.
Perfect.
It's going to be awesome. Right now, it is 60.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No? Well, listen up. Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo.
Yeah!
It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
7:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Monday. We know they can be a little fickle, and quite honestly, we'd much rather be on weekend time, but we'll get through this one together. It's like your little pep talk for the day. Did it help? I hope so. Here's Blondie. The tide is high on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:32 right now. And remember, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to keep all that money local, Make sure you head over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Now, I'm at the store right now. Here's an example of some of the savings you're going to find. Of course, Circus World, they're going to be wrapping up their season on September 1st, but there's still lots of time to get over there, check out all the exhibits, and, of course, that fantastic Big Top show. We've got a four-pack of tickets to the Circus World Museum, a $92 value, $64 right now when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. The Barrel Blues Festival is going to take place at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast on September 7th. If you're interested in going, how about a two-pack of tickets, $20 value, yours right now for only $14 when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. And of course, we can't forget to talk about a little bit of ice cream because it is, after all, National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. And Tin Roof Dairy, well, it's not soft serve, but it sure is delicious. A two-pack of $5 certificates in downtown Baraboo, a $10 value, $7.50, all you're going to pay to head into Tin Roof Dairy. Instant download available with that one as well, which means if I just said the word ice cream and you were like, yes, I could use some today, that certificate you can go purchase right now. It's going to be on your phone and you don't have to wait for us to send you a thing. You're enjoying some ice cream a little later on your Monday. Doesn't that sound like a good treat? Now, really, no matter what you're looking for, you're going to find it over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Whether it's something specifically for you, for the home, delicious foods, adult beverages, a little entertainment, completely covered when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful over the next couple of days. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports. Don't pay attention to the score of that preseason game between the Broncos and the Packers last night. 27-2, if you haven't already seen. No starters for the Green Bay Packers, but boy, it just never got better from start to finish. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries also coming up before 8 o'clock. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you still have lots of time to text us. That number, 355-9970.
Good morning, welcome to the Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a preview day for the Albright Estate and Brinkley Estate Firearms Auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. This auction features over 160 firearms as well as a lot of ammunition, firearms reloading equipment, and other related items. That's the Albright Estate and Brinkley Estate Firearms Auction, previewed today from 9 to 1. This online-only auction ends tomorrow at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Then on Thursday, we have the Ron Thomas online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features buggies and horse-drawn sleighs and other items. There is a preview at his property, North Wisconsin Dells, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Wednesday. More details and online bidding for this auction is also found at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling a type of real estate, be sure to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Packers were blown out by Denver 27-2 in preseason game number 2 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Sean Payton played his ones and the Packers played their twos, and it turned into a long night for Matt LaFleur.
I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be. And I think it's a good lesson for our guys in terms of it doesn't matter who's out there. If you don't put your best foot forward each and every time you go out on that field, these things happen to you.
Packers now 1-1. They close out exhibition play at home against Baltimore on Saturday. Brewers swept the Guardians and won their fifth in a row on Sunday, 2-0 at AmFam Field. Colin Ray tossing 5 2/3 innings of no-hit ball and settled for 7-plus innings of two-hit shutout ball in the win. Crew running away with the Central up 11 games on St. Louis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, it is going to be clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 99.7.
7:38 right now, going back to 1982. It's Patrice Rushen and Forget Me Nots on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:42 right now. And Finn, let me ask you a question. What age do you think someone has to hit before they're officially old? Before you answer, ignore the achy joints and all the creaking and cracking that happens when you try to get out of bed in the morning or off the floor sometimes as well. A new Harris poll asked more than 2,000 Americans that exact question. And it turns out that according to that poll, we're not officially old until we hit the age of 80. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people staying healthier into their 70s now. But does 80 really make sense when life expectancy in this country is just 76 years old? I don't know. I already feel way older than that, depending
on
the day.
But age is just a number.
That's what they tell me.
Right?
That's what they tell me. Well, there are some days when I feel like I'm about 98 years old. So depending on what's hurting and what the issue happens to be or how tired I am. People were also asked what old looked like when their grandparents were their age. Back then, we think 60 was considered to be old. Now, one reason it doesn't seem so old anymore is because seniors are acting a whole lot younger. Most people agreed that Americans 60 and up are more active than they used to be and more willing to try a lot of new things. I would totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it just is a perspective. You know, you said age is just a number, and I think that's true for a lot of people. And you get to a certain point in life where you just don't care anymore. You're like, you know what? I've spent my whole life worrying about this or worrying what other people are going to think. I'm just going to go do it, right? And it's kind of liberating in a way as well.
You're just a little bit more carefree.
Right? Exactly. So exactly. Unless, of course, you're worried about breaking a hip or something. And then, then all bets are off. Seniors are also more optimistic about their future right now. 71% say the best days of their life are happening right this very minute and are still in front of them. So I love that, you know, we can look at things a little more positively than we used to. You know, I said to Corey the other day, I was like, some days I feel like I could live forever because I feel great. And then there are other days, though, where you wake up and you're like, oh, is this what it's going to be like for the rest of my life?
Feel like you woke up in the war zone, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's an awful feeling. And those are the mornings when you wake up and you're popping and creaking just a little bit more than you know you should be. And you just kind of, it sets the tone for the rest of the day, doesn't it? I try to go into every day with a little better attitude than that. But some days it's really, really hard. But 80 is apparently the new 60, people. Okay. So you got something to look forward to in this lifetime. Now, speaking of all of this age talk, we do have to run down our birthday list here this morning. And remember, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, we're going to start with a would-have-been birthday today only because this story has made so many headlines over the last couple of days. Matthew Perry would have been 55 years old today. And over the weekend, you know, we talked on Friday about that story and how people had been arrested because they'd given him ketamine. Turned out that there were more details released about Matthew Perry's death. And this is actually a really sad, new, concerning detail. Not that any of it isn't concerning, but this one is a little scarier. The day of his actual death, it was revealed in some new documents from the investigation that his live-in assistant, Kenneth, we talked about him last Friday if you caught the show, injected him with ketamine three times at 8:30 a.m., 12:45 p.m., and 1:30 p.m. And before that final injection, Matthew actually asked him to, quote, shoot me up with a big one. After following that order, Kenneth left Matthew in his hot tub while he ran some errands, and then when he returned, he found Matthew Perry face down in the water. So the story just keeps getting worse and worse, quite honestly. I hope that's the last big bombshell out of those documents that we have, because the story, it's not getting better. It's not getting better at all. And then, of course, we have a few birthdays from the Star Trek world that we have to talk about. First of all, Jonathan Frakes, who played Commander Riker on Star Trek The Next Generation, celebrating his 72nd birthday today. And then we have Diana Mulder, who played Dr. Pulaski on Star Trek The Next Generation. She is 86 today. So got to get those Star Trek birthdays in there as well. Other than that, on the list, we have Romeo Miller. He was the host of MTV's X on the Beach. Oh, doesn't that sound awesome? He used to be known as Little Romeo. His dad is Master P. He's celebrating his 35th birthday today. There you go. I mean, Little Romeo is now 35 years old.
He used to be known as Little Romeo.
Holy buckets.
But he's matured now. So.
He has. has. He's just Big Romeo now. Actually, has a first and last name now, so I guess we're making progress. Veronica Roth, who is the author of that Divergent series, she is celebrating her 36th birthday. Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts, Human, and the Twilight Breaking Dawn anthem, A Thousand Years. Those are a few of her big hits. She is celebrating her 38th birthday. Mike Moe, who played Bruce Lee in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is celebrating his 41st birthday. We also have Melissa Fumero on the list. She played Detective Amy Santiago on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She is 42 years old. Erica Christensen is also celebrating a birthday today. You know her best as Julia Braverman on Parenthood. Again, as we've talked, such an amazing, incredible show. Mm-hmm. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday as well. Fat Joe, the chubby urban troubadour who got all the cool kids singing Lean Back, is celebrating his 54th birthday. We also have Kira Sedgwick on the list. Love her. Of course, she is married to Kevin Bacon. If you want to see, you know, older folks doing really fun stuff, just catch those two on.
Check those two
on. Oh, yeah. On social media together. They're just the best. A lot of people know her as Deputy Chief Brenda Lee Johnson on The Closer. She is 59 years old today. Kevin Dillon, who is Matt Dillon's younger brother, and Johnny Drama Chase on Entourage. He was also awesome in the movie Platoon. He is 59 years old. Uncle Jesse on Fool and Fuller House. John Stamos is celebrating his 61st birthday. Also a regular with the Beach Boys. And I just saw a video of him doing some sort of show a couple of weeks ago, and his kid got out there and sang and played drums with him. So very, wow. Very cool stuff. Kid is very talented. Peter Gallagher, who played Sandy Cohen on The OC and Arthur Campbell on Covert Affairs, is 69 years old. He's got a recurring role these days on Grey's Anatomy. Well, who doesn't? Especially a show that's been on that long. You got to keep it refreshing the character list every now and then because all of them keep leaving as well. John Deacon, the bassist for the group Queen, is celebrating his 73rd birthday. Gerald McCraney is celebrating a birthday as well. Of course, Simon and Simon and Major Dad Superstar. He also had a recurring role as billionaire Raymond Tusk on House of Cards. 77 for Gerald McCraney today. We also have Billy Clinton on the list. He is celebrating his 78th birthday. Ian Gillan of Deep Purple. He's the lead singer and he played Jesus in the original cast recording of Jesus Christ Superstar. He's an amazing singer. He really truly is. He is celebrating his 79th birthday. Not only is he an amazing singer, but he's one of the best screamers in rock and roll as well, which definitely. I don't know how you can have such an amazing voice and then pull off some of the sounds we've heard him pull off
for so many years. Yeah,
right. I know. He also sang for Black Sabbath on the underrated Born Again album, if you were a fan of that one. So there's some good names on that list mm-hmm. today. I like it. There's some big musical heavy hitters on the list as well. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, it's super easy. All you have to do is text us 355-9970. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with birthdays, but because we were talking about musical legends, this popped into my brain. This weekend, when we were sitting in the previews for Deadpool and Wolverine, there was a couple of intriguing movies that came across the previews. First is it's called Saturday Night, and it's basically the backstory of how Saturday Night Live came to be, or almost didn't come to be, because according to that trailer, NBC didn't really want this show on the air and really just wanted Lorne Michaels to fail miserably, is according to what I was getting out of the trailer. I don't know much else about it, but if you're a fan of the show, that's going to be released, it looked like, sometime early next year. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested. How did the preview look? I haven't seen any of the previews for
it. It looked interesting. And what I loved about this is, you know, obviously the original cast members are quite a bit older now, so you're not going to just pull them in and be like, oh, let's pretend that you're, you know, 20-some years old again.
Right.
But according to what I saw in the trailers, and remember, they give us the best stuff in the trailers, so I'm still a little kind of on the fence about this one. They went out and they actually found some actors and actresses who were very, very similar looking to the original young cast of Saturday Night Live and a very young Lorne Michaels. And so I'm a little intrigued by this one just because it is that backstory of how We got SNL, even though NBC really didn't want it. And it basically, from what I'm getting from the trailer, started out as a joke because they didn't want Lorne Michaels in their orbit. And this was their task to him to really fail so they could get rid of him, is essentially what I got from the trailer. So
the not ready for primetime players back then would have been Belushi and Aykroyd and Gilda Radner.
Chevy Chase. Mm-hmm. So all of those. So anyway, it looks interesting. The trailer's streaming on the YouTubes now if you want to check it out and you're interested in looking at that. There was another movie that as soon as I heard it, I looked at Dexter and I was like, no, just no. It's the Bob Dylan story. I was really need this? Really? Timothée Chalamet is going to play Bob Dylan. And I know there's a lot of really big fans, but I was like, really? Is this really what the world needs right
now? He's kind of playing everything these days.
I know. He's in everything. From Willy Wonka to Bob Dylan. Who would have thought he had that kind of range? But anyway, that's going to be a movie in theaters in early 2025 as well. If you really love yourself, some good Bob Dylan. Just for the record, I will be skipping that one just in case. Just in case anybody's wondering. I said to Dexter, I just looked at him and went, no. And he goes, do you know what this movie's about? I said, it's about Bob Dylan. I heard the harmonica. That's all I need to know. And it wasn't that I wasn't not a fan of Bob Dylan. I don't know. He felt, and I don't say this to insult anybody who might be a fan. He just wasn't my musical taste. He felt a little one-trick pony-ish to me when you hear his stuff. And I know he's got some major classic hits out there. We played them on oldies radio. I was a bit of a fan of his kid, Jacob, you know, when he was with the Wallflowers. But that's pretty much where my allegiance lies, right there. I'm kind of over it after that. And I'm not sure I need a whole movie about his life, quite honestly. But
we'll see how it goes. Get around to making a biopic about Jacob Dylan one of these days,
right? We're getting to that point. They're kind of starting to scrape together some people to make movies about, but
the Saturday Night Live one, I am interested in that.
It looks interesting. It looks very interesting for sure. And if Bob Dylan comes to a streaming platform at some point near me, I would probably check it out on a weekend just to see what it's about, but I'm definitely not going to take the time to go to a theater and watch that one. That's probably not going to happen. Taking a look at your forecast right now, lots of sunshine today, 80 for a high, clear down to 51 tonight, then more sun and 75 tomorrow, beautiful again on Wednesday, lots of sunshine, 77. Right now, it is 58.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
99.7 Max.
7:57 right now. Thank you so much for having us on. Hopefully you're having a great Monday. Beautiful start to the day. Just actually stepped outside for a second. A squirrel running around on the sidewalk trying to get rid of it before Aspen lost her mind. And it's gorgeous. The weather, not the squirrel. Here's the Knack by Sharona.